welcome to The Cat's Cream. I'm your host, Kitty Wakes, and today we're digging into all the chatter from the forum over the last 24 hours. Grab a cuppa, settle in, and let's see what the faithful have been purring and hissing about. Let's kick things off with the big one. The Cats dropping a heartbreaker to the Crows by a single solitary point. Ouch. 1 point. That's the footy equivalent of losing your keys when you're already late for work. Fans were dissecting every moment of this one. The umpiring decisions had plenty of people scratching their heads. And there's a real debate brewing about Blicav's form. A growing chorus is calling for SDK to step up and take on a bigger ruck role. Whether the coaching staff are listening? Well, that's another matter entirely. Expect this conversation to rumble on right up until the next bounce. Now, speaking of rumbling conversations, the player trading and draft thread has been absolutely buzzing. Fans are workshopping Bruin's role, wondering aloud why Werpel seems to be underutilized, and casting envious glances at how rival clubs have handled their drafting. There's plenty of speculation about potential trades and which VFL performers might be sneaking onto the radar. It's basically armchair list management at its finest, and honestly, some of these forum members could probably do the job themselves. Maybe. Then we've got the Tyson Stengel situation, possibly AWOL, according to the thread title, which is dramatic enough to make you spit out your tea. Fans were debating his current form and what his future at the club looks like. And in classic forum fashion, the conversation took a lovely nostalgic detour into the days of Mark Bairstow and Geelong's recruiting history. You know how it goes. Start talking about one player, end up reminiscing about the good old days when shorts were shorter and mullets were mulletire. Over in the VFL thread, the spotlight was firmly on Stevens and Clark, with plenty of fans arguing they've done enough to earn a senior call-up. There was also some pointed commentary about coaching decisions, because of course there was. If there's one thing forum life guarantees, it's that someone somewhere has a strong opinion about selection. The injury thread had fans nervously biting their nails over Mears and Jezza, with concerns about how long certain ruck combinations can realistically hold up. It's that time of the season where every twinge feels like a catastrophe and every scan result is breaking news. On a brighter note, the "What do you hope to get out of this season?" thread was full of genuine optimism. Top four contention is the bare minimum for many fans, and yes, the F word is being whispered. Flag. There it is. Despite the recent losses, there's real belief that this group can go deep and a lot of focus on finishing high enough on the ladder to avoid those tricky interstate finals. Because nobody wants to be flying to Perth in September. Nobody. Over on the non-Geelong AFL thread, it was the usual mixed bag. Bulldogs and Hawks analysis, some grumbling about fixture integrity, and delightfully, a detour into pet chat. Because nothing says serious footy discussion like pausing mid-tactical breakdown to share a photo of your dog. Honestly, it's the content we deserve. And finally, a quick shout out to the VFLW thread. Quiet on the chatter front, just a Twitter link doing the rounds. Come on, folks, our women's team deserves a bit more love in the comments section. Let's get that thread firing. That's your lot for today. The Cats may have dropped a tight one, but the forum's as lively as ever, full of hope, hot takes, and the occasional pet cameo. I'm Kitty Wakes, and I'll catch you next time on The Cat's Cream.